Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with the group out of Denmark, Cosmos Trio. I caught up with all three members via Zoom to talk about their new 2022 CD. It's their debut recording, the history of the band, and the future ahead. In an era of ever-changing projects and ideas, this band stands out as a group who's carved out their own sound and space in the Nordic jazz scene at an impressively young age. Initially inspired by the likes of Avishai Cohen, the trio's early days were spent exploring the complexities of odd meter, which can be clearly heard in their compositional style. Enjoy this collective interview.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking a minute to talk to me today. I appreciate it. Are you all in Denmark?
Actually, thank you for having us. I'm actually in Paris right now.
Okay, thanks for taking a minute out. I appreciate you reaching out.
Can I get each of you to introduce yourself, say your name and your instrument?
I'm Harald, and I play the double bass.
My name is Fred, and I play piano and Cosmos Trio.
And I'm Gustav Halskjær, the brother of Harald, and I play the drums.
Beautiful. And
your brand new album is coming out on October 14th on April Records. And before we get to the album, you know, musicians have lived through a really hard time with COVID for the last couple of years. How did you guys do, and how does it feel to have a new album coming out now that things with COVID have slowed down and there's live shows?
I think the process of COVID, it made space for us to focus on composition in another way. And so now it's just like a relief to, that everything is opened back up and we can, come out and play.
Yeah, so we wasn't playing much in the lockdown periods, but we made some live session recordings, and I think April Records saw it, and they thought maybe we could do something with them. So that was good.
Yeah, so in that way, it kind of made a way for us to get in contact with April Records, because they saw the live session we made because of COVID.
So this brand new album, how do you exactly say it? What's the proper way to say the album name? Okay, so it was a 5-year labor of love. How relieving is it to have this album out for everybody? I mean, it's coming out, but how does it feel to be at that point where the world's going to be able to listen to this?
I think it's great. It's like the what would you say? Like the culmination of us playing together for quite a while, and also some of the songs from the album is really old, and some are new. So it's like also a representation of us as a band through the last years. So it's I'm really excited about getting it out there and just establishing ourselves as a group in this way. I don't know what you other guys are thinking.
Maybe you could turn on the camera, because it's very difficult to read who's going to say something.
Of course.
Yeah. I think it will open up new opportunities to come out and play concerts. Because we have something to promote with. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah,
and that was kind of my question at the top. I think that is the best thing about bands right now that are releasing material, is that you can finally go out and perform, you have new material. So I guess that's more of what I was getting at, is how refreshing it is to be able to kind of return to that life that we didn't have for a few years.
Definitely.
So you all formed back in 2017. How did you guys come together? How did this band begin?
Gustav and I met each other in a project called Playground. leaded by the bass player Bo Steve from Denmark, a very old guy. Every year he makes a young group of musicians, and he's touring with them with his own music. And he's electing new people every year. Me and Gustav met each other there.
Yeah, so it was a project where we toured in Denmark and Finland and Sweden. And I guess that me and Frede just found like a common way to look at music and a way we like to play together. So we decided then when the project was over, we would continue meeting because we were in two different places in Denmark. So we'd continue seeing each other and writing music. And then fortunately, Harald happened to be my brother. So when Frede visited me, Harald was there playing the bass. So and that was, yeah, like the start of this constellation.
How does it work so well with you guys? What is it about your chemistry and, you know, the way you play together? Why does it work so well?
Just when we started playing together, we spent a lot of time just playing the same things over and over because we played a lot of harder rhythmical stuff. We spent hours just kind of perfecting one tiny bit. So in that way, I think we locked up in some way, became one almost. Well, I like to think of it that way.
Yeah, well, I think we everyone likes to leave out quite a lot of space in the way we play, and I think that's just a really nice fit because it makes the music brief in a way that yeah, it's just very nice, and everyone listens. Everyone listens intensely. So in that way, I think we have a very common way of looking at the compositions we have written.
So, and also we enjoy to practice together. And that's a very important thing. We can practice a lot. And as Harald said, playing the same thing over and over and not really getting tired, but just getting closer to each other and enjoying it.
So one thing that stands out with you on the Nordic jazz scene is your age. And I'm curious, you could have picked any music to go after in your life. Why is it that you picked jazz? What is it about jazz music that made you say, that's what I want to do?
Okay, we turn it around. We make some music and people call it jazz. We like the music that we play. Of course, we also inspired by other jazz musicians. I haven't selected jazz.
I think it's also just the word jazz also just indicates that there is a lot of freedom present in the music, for me at least. And I think that's what also resonates with us, that we have a lot of freedom, and the same composition can sound different one day and then the other day it's something new, because the improvisational part plays such a big role. And that's, yeah, we just have a lot of space to express ourselves. And that's what I like about jazz.
Kansas City's a pretty big jazz town. We're one of the original homes of, you know, really getting this music going with Charlie Parker and, you know, Duke Ellington coming through town and all of that. If you guys were to come to town to play a show and you had to explain your sound to get people to come to see you, how would you explain your sound?
That's a good question.
Yeah. And
we often use the word Nordic, that the music has a Nordic sound. It's difficult for us to exactly know what it is because we live here, but it is something different. And I don't know if it's the nature or it's more a calm and I won't say beautiful because all kinds of jazz.
I think I would explain it as like minimalistic and fragile, but also searching, because I think we get inspiration from a lot of different genres, like with Fred being really into classical music also.
I love that description, man. That's great. I mean, that really does pin it down, but it keeps it open. I think that's wonderful. What's the Nordic jazz scene like? What is the scene like that you guys are in? I'm not really, I'm somewhat familiar with what's going on in different parts of the world, and there's a lot of musicians that migrate to America from different regions, but being in the Nordic jazz scene, what is it like?
I think it's great because one thing that is particularly, what can I say? I think in the Nordic jazz scene, it's there's a lot of bands. So, like the groups of people playing together are really like united, and it doesn't seem like a lot of individuals playing together. It's more like a unity in some way. And being a part of that and being inspired by the scene where people really work on a sound that they can have together and not only as one person, I think that's very inspiring to me.
Yeah, in the young jazz musicians in Denmark have bands and are not single persons or trios or quartets. It's not very, you don't say like that. Often it's band with a name and a style that they have together. I don't know if that's normal in Kansas.
It kind of runs the gamut. You know, Kansas City tends to be a little bit more of a traditional town, but it is always so refreshing when bands come in from other parts of the country and the world. It kind of, you know, it really mixes well with our tradition, you know, and Kansas City kind of falls in line with, I would think, like a New Orleans, where there is always going to be that history and tradition, but there's always going to be innovation too, you know, and I think that's always been the beauty of jazz. I mean, that's how the language of bebop came about, was, you know, Dizzy and Bird wanted to come up with, you know, a new sound. And I think that happens as much today as it did then, you know. Let me know exactly where everybody out there can pick up the album, when they can get it, the best place to go, and anything pertaining to your band and any live shows, where can the listeners go to get all of that?
The album is out October 14th, and it's going to be on every streaming platform, and it's purchasable through Bandcamp and I guess April Records also.
Yeah, the website.
Yeah, and in that. When we release the album, we also play a small tour, which is only in Denmark. But the following 6 days, we're playing around Denmark, which is, the dates are to be seen at Facebook and our Instagram.
Guys, thank you for taking a minute out. I love really branching out and listening and hearing
all of the different sounds that are coming out throughout the world. So thank you for reaching out to Neon Jazz. Thank you for talking to me today. Good luck with everything, and I hope that all of the stars align and we see you in Kansas City at some point.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Well,
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day, man.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest cats in Denmark, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to all the members of Cosmos Trio for their time, music, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe DiMino in the iTunes Store. Visit neonjazz at youtube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.